Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Hockey Town. That's right, baby. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park is back. Gov and Greg behind the glass. What a game. This city starving for playoff hockey.
It was so exciting last night. It was so much fun. And if you were at the LCA and you're up already, or you didn't go to bed, I don't know how on a weekday that you didn't, but that was unbelievable. If you were at the LCA last night, I think all of us were texting that it looked like it was unbelievable. All wished we could have been there. If you were there, I want to know what it was like.
We need to get Florida to stick around after one of these updates. He was at the game last night. And yeah. I'm jealous of anybody who was at that game.
But he was at it in the press box, right?
No, I think he had seats.
Oh, he had seats. Yeah. He was actually there.
Yeah, as a fan. I mean,
what a jerk. Left here without even, I mean, just buried the lead on that one.
Well, he's going to be here all morning. We'll check in with him. Bonkers. You're down 4-1. I kind of felt like they were toast. Don't want to say that too loud. But, John, this team has the second most third period comebacks in the sport. True to form. They're going to go to the final game of the season with a chance to go to the playoffs. It's Lucas Raymond, and I don't want it to be left out. It's Shane Gostisbehere with the ups, the verticality, saving the puck.
Oh, I know, saving that puck, keeping it inside the zone.
6-on-5, he goes up, keeps it, and he was buzzing in that possession, by the way. He had a couple rockets, one off the post. How many posts did they hit? He's tapping the stick on the ice. Come on, give me the back. Give me, come on. I got this. He was buzzing. The team was all out at the end of that hockey game. And it's Lucas Raymond picking a corner and finishing the deal in overtime. John, one win away and a little bit of help from Philadelphia. Come on, Gritty. But here we are. We wake up this morning, 248-539-9797. That was the place to be last night. Little Caesars Arena, Red Wings hockey.
It had to be a playoff atmosphere. Obviously not in the playoffs, but this is win and survive. And still hoping, obviously we were all, you know, scoreboard watching, what finding out what was going on with Boston and Washington. And I mean, come on. The Bruins can't even score a point? Like, what? Come on. Are you kidding me? And so obviously Caps and Flyers tonight, Wings and Canadiens in Montreal.
See, that's how I know John's getting more into hockey. That's a snobby Canadiens.
Well, I know.
The Montreal Canadiens. Not Montreal. Montreal Canadiens. Let's have a chance.
Yeah. Start going French on us.
Did you see? Has she always done this?
Like Stoney used to say, yeah.
Monica Nataro, she's the woman who does the anthems. I don't know if she's always done this. She started singing some of the Canadian national anthem in French. She was flexing on people last night.
Oh, wow.
That was, hey, I'm putting on a show. I know this is the last home game of the season. This is a big deal. I'm going to throw in a little French into the Canadian national anthem.
A lot of the Canadian anthem singers do that for the Canadian home game. So for the American home team to do that, I think is impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm giving her credit this morning. Scenarios. They're simple. Wings got to win. Caps got to lose. I'm not missing anything else, right? There's other scenarios for Pittsburgh to get in. There's other scenarios for the Flyers to get in.
But let's make it easy. Let's make it easy. Just win and Caps just lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't need to worry about Pittsburgh and the Flyers and what about extra points. And Wings win, Caps lose, Wings in, playoff hockey returns to the Motor City. It's that. Do I wish they controlled their own destiny? You're damn right. It's their own damn fault they don't.
Yep.
And it'd be heartbreaking if they win tonight and don't get in. But they did it to themselves. Wins against Toronto, wins against Montreal, another win against Montreal. They could win their final three hockey games and not get in. It's a very real possibility. We need the Flyers to take care of business as a home favorite tonight. I was looking at the betting markets. The expectation is the Flyers will win. The expectation is the Wings will win. expectations don't always work. We've seen these stupid percentages bob up and down over the last month.
I know the expectations that Boston, one of the best teams in hockey, would beat the Capitals, who have one of the, you know, at least those in the playoff race right now, the worst, you know, what are they, minus 40
roughly
in goals?
Yeah.
I mean, this at some point, water has to find its level, right? Like, I mean, why can't it be true at this moment? Like, Washington is not a good team in regards to putting the puck in the net and stopping another team from doing that. And Detroit, and I don't know that Detroit right now is really that much better, because what we've had to endure over the last six, now almost 7 weeks, but they did show a pulse about a week ago. They've been scratching and clawing, and I ironically say that a week ago because that's when they played Washington, and then they played Pittsburgh. But the tempo has been different, and this weekend, when backs against the wall, they have done everything they can to possibly extend their season. And last night, I didn't get a chance. I was following it, listening to it, and following it. I didn't get a chance to actually turn it on the TV until the Wings had already begun their comeback. It was 4-2. And then I watched the third and obviously overtime. And it was major stress, major anxiety of because of the pace that they started to play with, because they knew if they didn't tie it up in regulation and win in overtime or win in regulation, they were done. And you could see that sense of urgency. Wish we had seen it 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. If they had beaten the Capitals, I hate to do this. If they had beaten the Capitals and nothing else changed, they're in right now.
Yeah. I mean, you could say that
about so many other games. About, it's a long season.
But we knew that was
a big spot.
It was. It had come down to that big spot. But this is where you look at that 15 game stretch or the 20 game stretch where they were, you know, what was it, 5-12-3. If it was just one more game.
6-11-3. Yeah, 2 points.
Yeah.
I mean, again, they had ample opportunities. They do not control their own destiny tonight, but they can win and get in with a Capitals loss. A Ticket Texter says, can you explain to us why if both win tonight, Detroit with 41 wins and Washington with 40 would get in over us? Gov, I know this is something that drives you crazy. You go ahead and explain it.
The tiebreaker is not most wins. The tiebreaker is regulation wins. I don't know why winning in regulation is more important than just winning the game, but that's the way they've set it up. There is a scenario where the Red Wings could have the seventh most wins in the East and not get in the playoffs, and eight teams make it.
The RW column is what you're looking for. Regulation wins. The Capitals own the tiebreaker, which means despite the fact that the teams have the same points today, if both teams win, the Red Wings would be left out.
And there was a day, I think, when the tiebreaker was just most wins. And when they've kind of just changed a lot of things with the standings, the new divisions, the three teams in each division plus the two wild cards, they kind of revamped a lot of this stuff. That's a topic for another day.
I know.
The point system in the NHL is stupid. Why would you give the lose more in over because you have more overtime losses but less wins, you're getting in a playoff. Okay.
Couple more ticket texts. This one says, I was at the game last night. John, you were asking for this.
Yeah.
Electric. Swing of emotions. Felt like we were playing for something. No one sat in their seat. The final 10 minutes NOT. Unreal.
That came across the TV last night. You can't feel all of the same emotions or get the you know totality of what it was like. I love using that word now. But that one really started to come across. It felt like it was electric.
Ticket Texter says, Cookies is quite the hand talker on Twitch, Mike in Williamston. See, that part of me is not fake Italian. Very, very gesture heavy.
Yes.
Even
yes.
At 6 in the morning.
Yes. Greg beat me. I haven't pulled up Twitch yet, but I am right now, and I'm going to be observing the hand gestures.
You could just, you know, stare.
There's
at me
been a couple right of here. Hand gestures you've sent my way over the. I'm not sure if that's FCC allowed.
Well, there's no rules on Twitch. We're fine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So more on the Red Wings on the ticket text. We'll read more of your response. You want to jump in on the phones bright and early, 248-539-9797. Brief mention next. We did have a baseball team in action. It's 97-1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chills. Yep. Ken Cal on the call. The place to be, Little Caesars Arena last night. Comeback. 4-1, win 5-4. Win and a Caps loss. And playoff hockey's back, baby. Playoff hockey's back, baby. So close, and the city wants it so bad. Some ticket text. Last night's game was electric. That's been echoed a lot on the ticket text this morning. The best atmosphere of a sporting event I've been to since Michigan-Michigan State, the Canine game. Every time I think I'm out, this team pulls me back in. Jack and Howell.
That's a good comparison.
You're at that game. What was the ambiance like?
Well, if you were a Spartan fan, it was great. It was in East Lansing, and they won.
Was at the game last night. The air was out of the building when we went down 2-0 early. Yeah, it was like two goals on three shots. It says, even though we were dominating play, 4-2, the double octopi thrown on the ice, and the boys were flying from that point on. Absolutely electric the rest of the way, savvy and gross point. I think Lalonde said after the game it gave them an extra second to breathe because they got to clear off the octopi.
Yeah,
goes,
yeah.
Right,
they bring out the shovel.
Was one, they took it off the ice. Another one, they take it off the ice. It's almost like a little mini TV timeout for them to catch their breath. DeBrincat scores. 9 minutes. Push is on. Tied up. Win the game. It was incredible. It was electric. Ticket texture says, please make the Capitals a Costa lock to win tonight because you know the opposite will happen. They have to be genuine, guys. It doesn't work otherwise. And I won't Costa lock the other way, but I do feel very good about tonight.
How good?
Ticket texter says, you're trying to bait me
really,
into this.
Really good?
Really good, John.
Really, really good.
I stopped shy of it yesterday. I told you I felt very good about last night.
Well, that was very good. I just want to know if it's, where does very good and really good, like, where does the separation there?
Please help us out.
Hey, if there was ever a morning to put a flag on a car.
Don't do this.
Oh, it would be this morning.
They're not in.
But it's support at home, John, as our team flies up to Montreal.
If I run out and put a car flag on my car right now, there won't be a home for me to drive home to. Someone will light it on fire. They're not going to let me get away with it.
Oh, I was wondering, your wife won't let you?
Okay.
There won't be a home to go to? If you come home with that flag on your car, turn in your keys.
Because you brought this up, we went to that game last week against the Capitals. Uh-huh. She did not know I had Costa locked it. She didn't find out until the next day, and I got MF'd up and down. You did not do that to the game we went to.
I'm a big fan of your wife. Big, big fan.
Couple more. 248-539-9797.
She only made one bad decision in her life.
There it is. Loudest I've ever heard LCA before last night was the Foo Fighters 2018. Last night was louder, John and Lake Orion. Ticket texture says, I feel like I watched three different games last night. John, that's been your theory all along.
It's totally been my theory. And when they were down 2-0, like I was trying to get home, trying to get things settled so that I could turn on the TV. And then, you know, hey, my son's looking at the updates as well, and he says, Dad, they're down 2-0. I'm like, all right, well, you know, let's just wait and see. And then obviously they're down 4-1, and he gives me that update, and I said, just wait and see. We finally got a chance to sit down, and boom, boom, boom. There we go. And it is three separate games. And that's what's agonizing. That'll be agonizing tonight when they take the ice. I mean, who's going to show up in the first period, the third period? Like, that's just what we don't know.
The emotion of last night. And there's no better moment that captures it better than when they gave up their fourth goal to go down 4-1. Raymond gets crunched into the boards. Simon Edvinson slamming his stick into the goalpost. Everybody's mad. Like, this is a low point. Didn't take very long, though. Matter of an hour. Lucas Raymond scores! Everybody's losing their mind. Yeah. I mean, that's this hockey team.
You want to talk about a dude that had stepped up in some crucial moments at the end of the season here. Lucas Raymond. Now, he's been good all year, but this dude has at times put the team on his back and said, you know what, I'm just going to refuse to lose. For a dude that's 22 years old to have that type of composure and ability, I'm excited about what he continues to be.
So I went back because he's been on a tear, and I wanted to see just how significant this has been. You go back to early, mid-March, and he's been on fire since. Lucas Raymond, since March 12th, 20 points in 17 games, point per game, and he's the one finishing 14 goals in 17 games, 10 of them even strength. Not just good clutch, hot at the right time of year. Ticket Texture says, Heather, we aren't buying that cough on Twitch. That was a fake sick day yesterday, Mike in Williamston.
My mic wasn't even on.
Jim may have set the scene yesterday you were not 100% honest about your day off.
I just called into question. We've all been questioned. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he kind of, he built it up that you last Wednesday came with like one symptom, and then Tuesday or Thursday it was another symptom, then Friday it was another symptom, that you were building up because you looked at the weather forecast and saw that Sunday and Monday were going to be really good.
She's coughing right
making
now.
Making you laugh is not the way for us to transition to news.
I'm good. So this, I did feel bad about it. I was like, it's like the nicest day, and I'm here. I am, and I had zero voice. I could not talk.
I'll give you points for coming in and throwing your voice today to really sell it. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Yeah, I told you. Throwing it under the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh. I was in full support of you.
I wish that this was all just a big joke. I really do, because it has. I literally, besides a stomach flu or a stomach bug, I have went through every single symptom you can have when you get sick. And it's all working itself. They haven't all been together. They've all just kind of been separate. And I'm hoping this is it. I'm hoping I'm on the tail end of this thing.
I know they're saying on Twitch as well, they can see you, and it says such a fake cough. Laughing is certainly.
Yeah, maybe I'll try and keep it.
Yeah, no jokes today.
Yeah, the laughing isn't good. It's a. I can't shake it. Anyway, you guys, let's get to the news. One person was killed. Several others were injured when a car plowed into a group of people who were stopped on I-75 to exchange their information following a four-car crash. Mm. So the original crash happened on Saturday afternoon in the northbound lanes just south of East Holly Road. Police said four people got out of their cars to exchange their information. And while the group was apparently standing in the middle of the roadway, another car rear-ended one of the vehicles involved in the first crash, and that collision then caused this chain reaction. Three people involved in the first crash were struck. There was a 24-year-old from Alpena pronounced dead at the scene. Another person suffered a compound fracture, had to be treated with a tourniquet by police at the scene. Yeah, and then a third person had minor injuries.
Mm.
Yeah, devastating for sure. A 52-year-old man is facing charges after he was caught pleasuring himself on the side of the road in Oakland County. Oh. Listen to this. Bloomfield Township police were called after somebody saw this guy lying in a ditch on Opdyke Road. So the witness thought, my gosh, this guy's probably hurt, right? Here's this guy in a ditch. I better go check on him. So went over to check on him. Boom. Got an eyeful. Because this guy had his pants down and his
got an eyeful.
Junk out. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That's a hell of a shot.
He had several warrants out for his arrest as well. So he was arrested right there at the scene. The other warrants were for burglary, retail fraud, disorderly person, and having open intoxicants.
Huh.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder what would make you want to pull over on the side of the road and do that type of thing.
And like,
go into a ditch?
Get into it. It's weird.
Like,
right?
Maybe like more hidden?
But if you're going to... Yeah, I guess. But
if you're going to do it, please explain.
Well, no, to me, clearly there's a reason he would like to do this in public. So it's
I guess. I there's a mystery there.
That's strange. GM is moving its headquarters out of the Rensen and into the new Hudson site building next year. They say the company is going to be in the works to redevelop the space at the Rensen.
Oh, okay.
So the automaker announced on Monday they're going to work with Bedrock to reimagine the Renaissance Center for its next chapter. They also entered into a 15-year multi-level lease for the top floors of the Hudson's office building. And they also got a space on the ground level where they can, display vehicles and have interactive things as well. So
cool.
They're moving on out. Oh, well, first it was Greg Scruggs And now it's Denard Robinson. Oh. So the popular former Michigan quarterback who is now on staff but off field was arrested for drunk driving early Monday and has been suspended indefinitely. So he was involved in a single vehicle crash in Ann Arbor at 3:05 a.m. Charges are pending toxicology results.
This is, what are you doing Sunday night going into Monday morning when you know you got to be at work at 8 a.m. Monday morning? Like, I just don't get it.
Do we know if Jeff Jackson was in the car too? Or
yeah.
Anyway, you don't like when this becomes a repeat thing inside that building.
I don't like it when it's a one-time thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Let alone,
but you don't want to see
thing.
A pattern yeah. either. I mean, no. that's my point. One time is too many times. Heather with the news. We've got two Grand Slam coming up less than an hour. I'm talking Red Wing hockey. It's 97.1. JT Compher, Valley Sports after the game. Craziest game he's been a part of. This guy's won a Stanley Cup. It's a regular season game, but it's the biggest, I'll say this, John, the biggest game, the biggest win in the history of Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, I'm not even sure it would be. I mean, what would you put next?
I don't know.
A distant second, whatever it would be.
No, I think it's not prisoner of the moment. I think it's pretty definitive. That was the biggest win in the history of Little Caesars Arena.
And just hoping that it's not the last one.
I know. Need the Flyers to win tonight. Need the Red Wings to win tonight. Texter says, I was there. It was special. The most meaningful goal the Wings have scored in a decade. That's how special it was. Go Wings and go Flyers. We need Gritty to deliver tonight. Need that big, hairy monstrosity of a creature and his hockey team to get us a win tonight. The Wings are on their ninth life, but refuse to die. That was a season-saving play by Gostisbehere. There's a shot where he looks like Jordan on the ice.
Yeah.
Reaching
hand
up like
extended,
the duck.
Yep. Yeah.
Incredible. Ticket Texter says, I'm a big fan of your wife. Is going to be a great drop. And you know the Costa Lock is cursed when Jim's own wife believes in it, then in Kalamazoo. Rich and Shelby, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. Bingo, bango, man. Ain't no place for a nervous person, is it?
No, not at all.
Let's break out all the Mickeyisms for the playoffs, man. I love this. I want to give big props to the crowd in the third period. Man, they were loud, loud, loud. Even when we were down, they were screaming, let's go Red Wings. And guess who just netted himself a big payday? Mr. Lucas Raymond, going to get paid, man. And boy, did we need him at this time of year. This is an Yzerman draft pick, so all the people who've been screaming, oh, fire Yzerman, and Larkin's not our captain, and this, that, and the other, the big boys have stepped up, man. We hit six goalposts last night. That game could have been out of hand. We were down, like you said, early 2-0 and 4-1 and stuff. There's just no quitting this team. We are, and you can hear it, and I'm locking this in, and I'm, it's not a Costa lock, but we are making the playoffs. We are making the playoffs. We're going to have a great playoff run. And the nice thing is last year at this time of the year, we were sitting down where Ottawa was and stuff going, boy, I hope we get a good draft choice. And, now we're in the thick of it. I couldn't be any happier. And I know all Red Wing Nation out there, they're just as happy as I am.
Holy jumping, Rich. I love it. Have a couple ginger ales tonight. More Mickeyisms for you.
Oh, I will. Dude, I'm starting off with a couple. That's just through the beginning of the game. You know that's right.
No kidding. Yeah, I mean, that's the buzz that's come back. That's the buzz we've been missing, we've been craving. And I think this city, at the first sign of it, that wasn't a playoff game, but the first sign of playoff action, like this city gets up for a big game.
Well, it was win or be eliminated.
Yeah.
So it has the playoff feel. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the same thing tonight. And you don't know what Washington is going to do. You have no control over that. So what you do have control over is going out there. And this is one where, and we were talking about this before the show started, the Red Wings got to jump on the Canadiens as fast as they possibly can. Put some doubt, put some quit in their mind, because they've probably got some houses packed up, some apartments packed up, trucks are going to be warmed up after the game because they're going to be getting out of town. Because they have no hope. After tonight, they are done. I mean, off season begins.
Great point. This is a back-to-back with travel, emotional energy riding high for the Wings. Canadians blew it, and they're a bad team. And they know there's only one more day until basically summer vacation when you're a little kid.
Right.
And the idea, too, from the crowd tonight, the crowd should want a loss. The crowd's trying to win the lottery. If they get down early, do you take the crowd out of the game? That's another storyline tonight. It's part of why starting hot is so important.
Right, yeah. I mean, is the crowd going to be, hey, you know, let's ruin the Red Wings season, the end of their season?
But then if it's
2-0, there's going to be some of that.
You go, hey, Macklin Celebrini sweepstakes. I mean, that's what happens if you get them down, put them down, finish the job.
Yeah.
I know you don't like the losing for lottery picks thing, but it's a thing fans think about, not the players, the fans.
I know. I just don't think you give them enough credit.
Who
the fans that they actually do want, once the puck is dropped, that they do want to win. That they're I'm sure they're, we're not going to do a Montreal radio.
But John,
right,
if it's 2-0, 3-0, do you beat that out of them? That was my point.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Ticket Texter says, "Hey guys, I have a friend that left with 8 minutes left because he thought the team was done last night."
Wait, hold on.
I want to fact check that because I believe you, but that would be ridiculous. They scored the third goal at the 9-minute mark, so it was a 1-goal game. Building's jumping, and your friend's like, I don't know, it's going to be, it got to beat the rush.
Quitter.
What?
Quitter.
What? You're going to beat the rush? It's a 1-goal game. Season's on the line.
Yeah, you could have left. Literally, you could have left as soon as the game was over in overtime and still beat the rush because that place was still packed. Nobody was heading for the exits. At least it didn't look like it on TV.
No, people wanted to bask in that.
Yeah.
Place to be. 248-539-9797. Guy said he believes they're winning tonight, and he believes they're in. Is this a hope or an expectation?
It's a hope because I don't know what you expect. Washington, I expected them to lose last night, and it didn't happen because they're playing one of the best teams. Now, when you look at what Washington has tonight with the Flyers, all right, there is something on the line for both of these teams, but more so for Washington because they control their own destiny. They get in if they win.
I expect the Wings to win tonight, right?
I do expect the Wings to win tonight.
Okay. The odds, the betting favorite tonight is the Flyers, head-to-head against the Capitals. Expect the Flyers to win.
Yeah, but I mean, as Detroit fans, we went through this. Now, the game was over before the Lions took the field, but we went through this in 22. And they took the field and beat the Green Bay Packers, even though they knew before that game started that they weren't going to get into the playoffs, even with a win. There was that you needed help earlier in the day, and it didn't happen. Now, this is one of those where, and I don't know if the Wings will be looking at the scoreboard. It's going to be hard not to.
Maybe an intermission, you take a peek.
Yeah, and see what's going on with Washington. But, I mean, there's a chance that they could give it all and still not get in.
Well, these are going to be going on simultaneously.
Right.
They start at the exact same time. So, I mean, you're looking last night and you're just, I'm looking at my phone while I'm watching and the Capitals are up 1-0. And then you see they get an empty netter just about as the Wings are going into OT. You know, I don't know if there's any advantage. I do think I think some intangibles are in play tonight. I think Montreal probably in some ways blew their wad last night. They came in here, they tried to ruin the Red Wings season. They were ready to go. With no extra day in between, what are they going to bring to the table tonight? That's why I believe the Red Wings start strong, they can put them to bed. I do.
And the Flyers need this game. They aren't out either. So you go Flyers, Capitals. Flyers have incentive to play hard until the final minute here.
Well, and it's the final minute of 60. They have to win in regulation.
So,
they cannot win in overtime. They have to win in regulation. And, Jim, you've got a fascinating element to tonight that this could all be happening in real time.
I hate to even put this out there. I saw this on social media. I couldn't sleep last night. Everybody's talking about scenarios and buzz and how about that, you know, Lucas Raymond goal, and here's another highlight, and here's Ken Cal's call, and here's Ken Daniels' call. I saw a scenario, though. The Capitals and the Flyers could be tied with about a minute to go. Flyers cannot go to overtime. Wings have already won. Wings are watching. Final minute. The Flyers pull their goalie in a tie game because they have to win it in regulation, and they give up an empty net goal, and that's how you miss the playoffs. I couldn't think of a more heartbreaking scenario, but it's in play tonight. That's what we talk about. Four teams on the bubble. All of it's in play tonight.
It literally is Rams, Seahawks.
You don't control your own destiny. It's your own fault.
Yeah.
But you don't control your own destiny. You could win tonight and still not make it. So that's why I ask, do you hope to get in? Do you expect to get in? And it's just the emotions. Like, John, you asked, if you were at that game last night, we want to hear from you. 248-539-9797. I want to play Ken Cal and Ken Daniels and more of that aftermath coming up next. It's 97.1.
Looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, the YMCA is always welcoming new members with no contract and no joiner fees. I'm loving the YMCA family membership with access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, all with free child watch while you work out. All of this for less than $3 a day. And if you join today, you get 50% off your first month. And a membership covers nationwide access to thousands of locations with 7 locations in Metro Detroit. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find what moves you.
Ken Cal put on a clinic last night. Incredible on the radio call. 248-539-9797. The emotion of last night. The place to be, Little Caesars Arena. Both Kens stepped up with a big moment. This was Ken Daniels, Bally Sports. Chills.
Yeah. That's one where you just wish you could have been there. Because you get a little bit of it on TV. Some of it does come over the broadcast. And the announcers were amazing. But that's where you really missed out on being in the moment.
The atmosphere, the ambiance, that thing that we've missed, playoff vibes. It's the biggest win in the history of Little Caesars Arena, and I don't think it's prisoner of the moment. I don't think there's really a close second. I mean, That's how big a win that was last night.
Yeah, and you're just hoping that next week, or at some time, you know, whenever the schedule comes out, like there will be, hopefully, a playoff game.
Could be straddling the NFL draft. Keep in mind.
It's going to be insane.
Keep in mind. But they need, again, reset. They need to win. They need the Flyers to win. Some ticket texts I want to get to, but on the atmosphere. Lucas Raymond was asked, hey, is that the loudest you've heard LCA? And this was his response. Kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
If you see him, I think it's the game tying goal. They all kind of mob him on the boards, and he looks like he's unconscious.
Yeah.
Like his soul leaves his body. I mean, he got the puck at a great spot. Picked a corner, had to hit the corner, and he did. And then he backed it up in overtime. We've said all the nice things about Lucas Raymond that you can say about a guy, but it doesn't hurt to say him again. The guy's on the ascent. This is a budding young star, and he stepped up. He's been stepping up for a month now. Anyway, some ticket text, 248-539-9797. I wanted to call in. I'm so emotional. I'm proud of my Red Wings. I slept in my Raymond jersey. Joel in South Lyon says, we want Stanley.
We all want Stanley.
Says, the Wings don't deserve to make the playoffs. They're soft, and they only play hard when they have to. Unnamed ticket texter.
Oh, all right. Well, I would assume that if they make the playoffs, they know that they've got to play hard. So, I mean, that you kind of answered your own question in there.
So they're going
to
get in then.
Yeah. But if they do, all right, they only play hard when they have to. Well, they're in the playoffs. They have to.
Well, John, that's why I've rejected the idea that they could back in. You will have to win hockey games to get in. We've been saying this. It's why Washington was so detrimental last week and why Pittsburgh in overtime, you need the two, not the one. It's why beating Toronto and Montreal, and you have to beat Montreal again. They got to win 3 straight hockey games to get in. There's no backing in here. You have to win your way in. No one has wanted to win these games on the bubble. You need to win your way in. There's no backing in. If they're in, they deserve to be in because they played well enough to get in. And if they don't, it's because they didn't play well enough, and that's a whole separate debate I don't want to have tomorrow. I want them to win tonight, and we celebrate again tomorrow morning. But the idea that, you know, we did this yesterday, do you want them to lose so they fire Lalonde? First of all, Yzerman's a grown-up who's going to make the decision one way or another. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get swayed by one or two games. I want playoff hockey. This is not a flash in the pan, keep a streak alive. This is the start of something. I want playoff hockey. And I think the city, you saw last night, desperately wants playoff hockey.
Yeah, Yzerman has, he goes in there, reads the riot act. Like, he is hyper aware of what has gone on over the last 6 weeks. What went on last week when they had to have some of those wins, didn't get them. So it would have made last night, you know, I mean, who knows how it plays. Do they not play this way because they know that they're there's not the same sense of urgency. Like, there's a lot of different ways that this could play out. They could have played better over one or two nights and then been in the same position. So I don't think Yzerman is going to look and say, oh, well, we made the playoffs, so I'm gonna run it back one more time.
No tweaks needed. We're good. No, of course. And of course the loan's job is still in question. With getting in the playoffs too, for the psyche of this team, if they play this well and miss, if they win tonight and miss, you'd rather them miss for what reason? I'd rather them get in and be rewarded for playing well at the end of the season.
Yeah, and you're looking at it going, okay, well, this year they're, let's just say they win. If they're a 91-point team, how do we get to 100?
Yep.
How do we find those 9 extra points throughout the course of a year? And how much of that is on the roster? Because there's some of it. There's no question. It's on the roster. How much of it is just simply the goalies? How much of it is the coach? Like, Yzerman is going to look at this and find a way to be better next year.
I mean, how do you get past the Devils? I mean, they're going to have 100 points.
Yeah, well, I mean, we might not.
How do we get to 101?
We might not be here. You might be we, Derek. 248-539-9797. All right, we didn't get to the Tigers yet, and this is because we don't revel in negativity, despite what one quarterback in town may think. We like celebrating good teams. We will address the Tigers briefly here. Shutout yesterday going on just opposite of Little Caesars Arena. 1-0 loss to the Rangers. John, I'm not going to pretend that I was watching pitch by pitch. I know they were shut out and left 8 guys on base, grounded to a bunch of double plays. That's who this offense, I'm not like surprised by it. I'm not going to yell and scream this morning about it.
No, and again, it's kind of the same thing that we are going to be talking about right now through, 16 games. We're going to be talking about the rest of the season. All right, Reese Olson comes in and pitches, really good for the course of, 6 1/3 innings. And then Holton comes in, Fiedo comes in, and they pitch well. But, and they only allow one run, but where's the offense? 5 hits isn't going to get it done against most teams, and it's certainly not going to get it done against the Rangers.
Saw a stat. They've scored in one of their last 24 innings. Jason Beck, MLB.com, 1 inning they've scored in the last 24.
It was a good inning.
It was. It was a comeback inning on Sunday. And it's why yesterday I said, I know how hard these wins are to come by.
I guess I'm just Mr. Positive.
Not going to take for granted. And I'm the negative guy. I know how this is going to go.
Yes.
I know how this goes.
So, Jared, if you're listening, It's Costa.
Well, it's
clearly
John,
Costa.
Because John played, and he knows how much hard work goes into it, and Jim didn't, so he takes,
No, I'm just looking at it realistically. You're looking at it going, and I agree with you. When you put it that way, okay, 1 in the last, 22 innings that
24.
They've scored? 24? All right, yeah, that sounds awful. They only needed 1 in the last 24 to win that game. Now, obviously, it would have been nice to have an inning where they scored 1 run, 2 runs yesterday.
Get the extras.
Or maybe have 2 innings where they score 1 run. Like, that would have been outstanding.
It would have been. No cause for panic. This is who they are. I mean, they're going to have to grind out games.
Yeah, but okay. So let's just save this conversation that we had in the last 2 minutes. And then, at any point throughout the course of next week, throughout the course of May, June, July, and just play it back. Pitching was great, and the offense sucked.
Just replay our conversation.
I mean, okay, or save that as a drop. That way we can save some time.
I know.
Because that's what it is. When you have batters that are batting below 100, when you have, when you're paying guys $20 million a year and they're batting below 150, like, okay, this is what we're going to be.
John, there were no at-bats available. Sorry, I had to be a little snarky. Chris Villar, stick around after the update. You were at the game last night. Want the perspective from Little Caesars Arena. We are going to talk about the other team that plays at LCA because the Pistons did a bit of a news dump during the hockey game. Come on, guys. It's 97-1.